Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez, and this is your JIS Midday News for Wednesday, March 14. Coming up, Finance Minister announces plans to establish microstock exchange. Montego Bay avoids another catastrophic flooding incident, and upgrading of Santa Cruz traffic system scheduled for today. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says plans are being made to establish a microstock exchange targeting small and informal businesses. The initiative, he says, will form part of the government's efforts to increase financial inclusion.
We have a junior stock exchange that has been successful. It's time now that we begin to explore, and I'm exploring it with the view of bringing it to the Prime Minister and the Cabinet to consider it. The Stock Exchange of Jamaica is now actively looking, met with me, and they are actively looking at what you call the nano market, globally known as the nano market. What's the nano market? It's a micro stock exchange.
The finance minister was delivering his budget presentation in the House of Representatives recently. He adds that the microstock exchange will target businesses valued from $5 to $50 million, adding that the junior stock exchange caters to businesses valued at $50 to $500 million. Meanwhile, the finance minister says the Development Bank of Jamaica and the Exim Bank are to step up their efforts to provide micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, with new financial services not available from traditional financial institutions. This includes assistance with single-digit interest rates, venture capital, factoring and leasing. Both entities will also expand their assistance to small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, to meet the collateral requirements of commercial banks.
The actions supported by the fiscal year budget, like the DBJ initiatives, are designed to encourage our informal businesses to seek partners instead of accomplices. The DBJ assistance program is designed to encourage informal businesses to join the formal sector and to help make their projects more financially viable.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. Mayor of Montego Bay, Homer Davis, is commending the work of the St. James Municipal Corporation in preventing a repeat of the devastating flooding which affected the city last year. The mayor's commendation follows heavy rainfall last week in the hills above Montego Bay, which sent water cascading towards the city center, overwhelming the drainage system. Mayor Davis notes that the work of the designated drain cleaning crew assigned specifically to the streets of Montego Bay allowed the water to recede in record time.
We have a drain cleaning crew that their only function is to continue to clean the drains at least once or twice per month in the city of Montego Bay. Most of the drains in town is some culverts, so they have to have these man-made shovel that they push under and scrape up. People throw those things in there and create a problem. So most of those drains that they go into and clean out, those are all man-made problems, right? But we have a drain cleaning crew that cleans drain every day in and around Montego Bay.
Mayor Davis, who's also chairman of the St. James Municipal Corporation, is urging residents in the downtown Montego Bay area, particularly vendors, to desist from throwing garbage into the drains and manholes. And the traffic signals at the intersection of the Santa Cruz Bypass and Main Street in St. Elizabeth are scheduled to be upgraded today, Wednesday, March 14. The commissioning of the traffic lights was set to take place at 10 a.m. and signals the completion of 3 months of repairs to underground cables and ducts. As part of the works, the overall traffic signal apparatus was upgraded and new mast, arm poles, pedestrian indicators and vehicle sensors installed. The upgrades fall under the NWA's ongoing $44 million program to improve traffic management island-wide. The agency has previously upgraded traffic signals at the Penwood and Spanish Town Road intersection in St. Andrew and at the Spanish Town Link Road in St. Catherine, among many others. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.